1984 by George Orwell is probably my favorite classic book. We studied a lot of books in high school, actually. You start in grade 10 at about 15 years old, and you do a couple of books a year, and you study them really in depth. For example, we did Lord of the Flies by Sir William Golding. We did Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. We did The Great Gatsby. And we just, the list goes on. But for me, 1984 was really interesting because it talks about how everyone is watched by the government and how they kind of control your every move, how there's video cameras everywhere, and basically they dictate how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to think. And at the time, when George Orwell wrote the book, he pictured the future to be that way, although the present had nothing to do with what he was writing about. So it's interesting because now, I mean, everywhere you go, you're on surveillance. You can be watched, you can be filmed, you can be recorded. So he wasn't too far off, and I just find it really interesting. And a lot of movies, like V for Vendetta, for example, have been written with that same concept in mind, with the government control and with people being watched, and you don't have the freedom of making your own choices. And I guess that's what makes it really truly interesting, because when you break it down, it comes down to the person, the civilian, us, losing control of our own thoughts and basically of our own freedom. So it's an interesting concept, and I think that's why this book marked me the most.